if you're using a label simply because Nick Peluso told you to use a label in this environment, and that's the only reason you're using the label, you're doing yourself a disservice. The whole purpose behind all of the skills in the skill set is to assist you on that guided discovery process. That's what negotiations is. It's a guided discovery process where you are deliberately trying to uncover information that's going to help you influence the person with whom you're engaging to move in your direction. And it requires deliberation. It requires consciousness. It requires you to synthesize every bit of information that comes from the other side. What you need to influence them into moving in the direction that you want them to go, they're going to tell you. Nick and I were just on a call with a couple of our closest friends, and we put them through their paces in a scenario, and what we discovered that in the role play, even though these are experienced black swans, there was a lot of time spent on the surface. There seemed to be a hesitancy of going any deeper into what they were actually hearing. And if it's happening with those folks, then I'm sure that it's happening with the people who are on this fireside call with us today. And so I wanted to take some time to talk about your gut. I wanted to take some time to talk about your intuition. I want to take some time to talk about what it means to get off of the surface, and why is there a reluctance or a hesitancy at doing so. I'm going to talk a little bit about also the proper execution of the skills. Time and again, what we are seeing, well, I won't say what we are seeing, what I am seeing, whether it be a live event or an individual coaching session, is a propensity, inclination, whatever word you want to use, of people using the skill just for the sake of using the skill. And you are doing no one any favors if you're checking a box. If you're using a label simply because Nick Peluso told you to use a label in this environment, and that's the only reason you're using the label, you're doing yourself a disservice. The whole purpose behind all of the skills in the skill set is to assist you on that guided discovery process. That's what negotiations is. It's a guided discovery process where you are deliberately trying to uncover information that's going to help you influence the person with whom you're engaging to move in your direction. And it requires deliberation. It requires consciousness. It requires you to synthesize every bit of information that comes from the other side. What you need to influence them into moving in the direction that you want them to go, they're going to tell you. If you would just listen. This is not an exercise in how many skills can I get into a conversation. The skills are designed specifically to uncover those black swans, those small pieces of information that, if uncovered, will dramatically change the course of the dialogue and ultimately the outcome. So I started off talking about gut and intuition. Why people are reluctant to rely on the one aspect of humanity that has kept humanity around for thousands of years blows me away. In the exercise that we did this afternoon, earlier today, and in previous exercises, when you stop the participants and you ask them, really, what did you hear? This is what he said. What did you hear? They almost always are able to pick up information that wasn't presented verbally by the counterpart. Almost always. And so that tells me that their intuition is intact and functioning. And it tells me they deliberately chose to ignore what their intuition was telling them when they were in the hot seat. And if I don't do anything else for the rest of my life, I'm going to break you guys of that habit. in every single sensitive conversation, you're going to have two dynamics, the presenting and then the latent dynamic. The presenting dynamic are the actual words that come out of your counterpart's mouth. The latent dynamic is what they didn't say with those words. What did they not say with the words that they used? Example, in this exercise, I threw out the word optics several times in the context of, you know, I'm concerned of what the optics are going to be if X, Y, and Z occur. Optics is the word that I used. That's not what I was conveying to them. What I was conveying to them was, I'm worried about saving face. I'm worried about being embarrassed. Optics is just the way that I camouflaged it. But whenever you are stuck on what the latent dynamic or emotion is, think to yourself, identity issues. How is the direction that this conversation is going, how's that going to impact their identity? How is my ask going to impact their identity? How is the bad news I'm going to give them impacting or going to impact their identity? And that gives you an idea where you should be looking for those latent dynamics or emotions. You guys have heard ad nauseum, I want a car in 60 seconds or she dies. You know that's not what I was saying. There was another message there. So my point for this diatribe, and I'm going to get off my soapbox and open it up to the rest of the floor, is surface labels are, as the kids say these days, mid. Latent labels. When you start labeling things, not just labeling, other skills, but more importantly, identifying things that they're not saying, carries so much more weight than labeling the stuff that comes out of their mouth. Those of you who have been around the block with us a couple of times, surface level labeling, that's ground ball stuff for you now. You got to level your game up. Because the only way that I know that you truly get me is when you start to label things that I am not saying myself. That's when you start to look like a mind reader. That's when you spark collaboration. Because when Don Fieselman can say to, can identify for me things that I'm not saying, there is no clearer way for Don to indicate to me that he is dialed in 100%. There's nothing that's getting by him. Not only is he picking up my verbal cues, he's picking up all of the nonverbal cues. Don is making a situationally insightful, intelligent guess that this is probably what's going on with him. Let me take a shot at it. That's where most of us struggle. We're afraid to take a shot. We're afraid to embarrass ourselves. We're afraid of getting it wrong. And when you're afraid to take the shot, you've made the conversation about you and not about the other side, which is diametrically opposed to what we have espoused since day one. And so you have to be courageous enough. Your amygdala, I mean, we are predisposed to negatives. We are predisposed to threats, seeing the bad in everything. And that includes our conversations. And that fear outweighs what our gut is telling us. And if you don't listen to what your gut is telling you, and you're afraid, or you're afraid to voice what your gut is telling you, you should not be scratching your head as to why this conversation is not moving forward, because of that undying desire that all of us have to have somebody else understand what our perspective is, what the lay of the land looks like from my side of the street. That's what this is all about. And so those of you who are still playing around with surface level labeling, you're missing the boat entirely. You're not fulfilling the other side's need, and meaningful dialogue, as they say, is not going to take place.